Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 450. That's right, number 450, Creation. How you folks doing this week? Appreciate you guys so much. A number of you have let me know that last week the podcast wasn't its normal volume. They've changed up the Adobe podcast a little bit. Can't click on things, got to do a little changes. I had to do some learning, so hopefully this week it's better. Maybe not perfect, but at least better. But I do really appreciate you folks reaching out. Also appreciate you with other questions. You guys are the best. Like I mentioned, I am still using the Adobe podcast with the AI voice. Though I'm not really sure how much AI voice work is being done at the with the current version they've got going. That's a question I haven't have an answer to. But remember, you can head to the website. There's a blog post supporting the podcast, the weekly podcast. You go down to the bottom of the page on the left, you can actually also click on the link. And if you don't find it there, you can head to where you listen to it, Amazon, iTunes, or Spotify. Spotify, of course, is where you can leave comments. That's getting a little bit more and more popular. I really appreciate the questions and the comments. That's what I'm here for, is to help any way I can. So questions you might have, do not have to be specific to that particular episode of the podcast. Any question that comes up, that's a great way to ask and get a answer. Now, after many years' absence from Facebook, and it was point blank, just couldn't get Facebook and me in the same page. Well, now we're kind of saying in the same book. Anyway, you can find me on Facebook again and having a couple conversations. Posts are showing up. It seems like about 80% of the time. I'm not sure why some of them don't, but head to my Facebook page, Moose Peterson MT for Montana. Yeah, I don't know why I do all that stuff. Anyway, leave a friend request, ask a question, comment. There to help you, as well as all the other social channels that I happen to be part of. Had a whole lot more folks asking about the Z18600, and the main question is, if it's such a great lens, why are they not hearing about it from other, and I don't know why. That's a darn good question. I know we've sold out the inventory at Bedford's. They've got new ones in, but they've had a heck of a run. It's just an amazing lens. I keep posting many, many photographs on the website taken with the Z18600. It's just a beautiful lens for so many subjects. So it seems a bit unbelievable, and I would agree. And if I hadn't really pounded this thing and put it through its paces this last month, I wouldn't have believed it at all. I still don't understand why our son Jake did tell me that this lens was unbelievable, but it's gorgeous. So I want to thank my good friends at Bedford's, bedfordsfrock.com, for one, keeping so many Z18600s in stock for you folks to buy. I mean, that's a lot of work right there. And everything else they do for us photographers there at Bedford's. They've got, like right now, they've got the Nikon spring savings on a lot of gear. So you save those dollars. And then if you check out, you're going to see that Moose discount come back to you as well on top of. So, I mean, geez, that's just really killer stuff. You get to save twice. And in this day and age, more and more of you, this is kind of exciting, are shooting video. And you'll find really quick, just like with the podcast, one of the most important aspects of video is audio. Well, Bedford's has audio experts, really great folks. I've turned to them more than once seeking help on microphones and information. I mean, I thought for a long time that a shotgun mic was the way to go until I learned from an expert there at Bedford's that unless you're, 5 feet or closer to the shotgun mic for what we do, it ain't going to do you any good. So if you spend all that money on a shotgun mic, as I say, it's the best, that one little detail might really zap you, because you have that in your hot shoe to record critters. Yeah, they could be really close. That's the kind of audio experts you have at Bedford's, people with that kind of information. So, hey, they've got all these great specials. They got the great pricing. They got the huge inventory. Bunch of stores online. Call them Bedford's. They're the best. So thank you, Bedford's. When it comes to book recommendations, well, I've got a new book, which I got to be honest with you, for the vast majority of you, isn't going to make any difference, and that has to do on the birds of Ecuador. So that's what I'm currently reading. So no real direct book recommendation for you this week. Let's just get to the main topic, creation. So for Mother's Day, my beautiful bride wanted peanut butter waffles. Now, in the Peterson clan, we all use my father's tried and true delicious waffle scratch pancake batter. It's literally scratch, and there's no like 3 cups this, 2 teaspoons that, tablespoon of this, blah, blah, blah. Nope, you take and put about this much in a bowl here and this much there, and then you add egg whites and whip it, and that's my kind of cooking. So when she asked me, as only she can, those big, beautiful blue eyes and that sweet smile, that she wanted peanut butter waffles, my first thought was, okay, I'll make Peterson waffles with peanut butter on top. No. She found a recipe, I think it was Martha Stewart, that she wanted me to do. And it's like instantly like, oh man, I am one of the worst people when it comes to following a recipe. I don't know what it is. Am I a control freak? I don't want to read. I mean, I have to put out, having to cook with reading glasses is depressing to me. Anyway, so nonetheless, that was her request for Mother's Day. That was going to be done. So they turned out okay. Not bad. She enjoyed them. You know, put bananas and honey on top. Tasted good. But when it comes to creation, following a recipe, at least for me, really quite the challenge. And when it comes to photography, it's probably the same thing. And here's the thing that's kind of a corker on the whole deal. Every day, I can't, it's just probably maybe a couple days out of the year that my mind is not on creation. I create content, seems like all day long, 365, 24/7. It's just how, I don't know, I'm wired. I've been trained. I'm in a rut. I'm not sure where it is, but creating content, that creation is really just part of the process. Now, for myself, that creation could be in the wood shop, building things. It could be many other aspects. Right now, I'm actually tickled pink that I planted tomato seeds and they're actually growing into plants. That's a unique part of creation for me. And all of this between the recipe and what I do every day. And then from a couple email questions that I got from you folks, creation, top of my thinking right now. Because if you're not in that mode, and if you don't do it basically every day for a living, the creation process can be really challenging. It can be really difficult. And I know most of you know what I'm talking about because you talk to me about it. Is there ways in which you can get beyond that? There's a lot of cliche things out there. For example, if you want to be a good writer, you need to read a lot. That's one of the very common things. And we take that extension to photography. You could easily say, if you want to be a good photographer, you have to shoot a lot. Okay, easily said. Not so easily done. Okay, I have found that for So many. Clear example. Go out shooting critters. And let's say, just for discussion's sake, you're in this great location. And on the very first morning, you have served up on this perch, this bird. And you nail it. You get some great shots right off the bat. A lot of photographers, and I know this firsthand, I've seen it, will instantly say, yep, I've got it, we can go on. And I know from my experience, and now from my wisdom from being so old, that you have a start, but you haven't got it. You've got just the beginning essence of that critter and that moment. But the creation process has only got a spark at this point. It's not run its full journey yet. And does that mean you need to photograph something 10, 20, 30,000 times? Maybe. But just once, because you have it teed up perfectly in great light, perfect frame filling that you want, that's not the end. So creation, it's the interesting thing about the word creation. It has no expiration date, not implied, not listed, not defined. It's just the word creation is, you know, you're just starting. You're just taking your first baby steps, maybe your first clicks, maybe your first outing. But it could be your thousandth time of doing it. You're still in creation mode. And I kept thinking about this. Wow, does it ever stop? And that's what got me thinking about the fact that I personally am in creation mode all the time in many, many different facets. So does that mean you have to be in that mode all the time to be successful? Because that's what photographers are looking for, right? Is that success? We've already talked about that a lot. We'll keep talking about that thing, success, because it drives some just unbelievable heights into others, unbelievable depth, because quantifying success, okay, is a challenge. So I'm suggesting rather strongly that if you think about creation, that if you're always in creation mode, then perhaps you're always going to be seeking success, not because you haven't, you know, obtained it, but because there's more success to be had. And the success that's coming down the road very possibly could be better than the success you've already experienced today or yesterday. Now, the creation mode, does it take money? Does it take, you know, camera gear? Does it take lessons? Does it take leaving your house? Yes, no, maybe, could be. Let me think about this. I mean, creation, just like success, we're going to define creation. So right now is spring. This is a time when a lot of photographers turn to macro because you've got all those beautiful posies out there. Anyway, get that out of my system. A lot of photographers like to photograph macro, those little flowers. Now, what happens in fall when those flowers are gone? Does it mean you're not in creation mode anymore? Perhaps not the same, not point your lens at the same thing or with the same thoughts, but creation, no matter your genre of photography, portraiture, sports cars, basketball, whatever it is, we all have creation that is a continual process, and it's one that needs to be nurtured. So if the more you read, the better you're writing, the more you perhaps look at photography, the more you want to create photography. And the more you want to create photography, that creation thing, the more you go out and shoot. It's, in a way, a round robin conundrum. At the same time, it's a straight path to enjoying your passion. So just give it a little bit of thought. perhaps just changing your mode a little bit to creation. You folks have a marvelous week. Get out there and shoot. It's the height of nesting season for lots. Can't think of a better way of spending time. Folks, take care. Remember to make every click your story.